Oh, what if we lighten things up? What do we got here? Biden laughing is frail, forgetful head. I forgot that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, there wouldn't be an active theater in the United States Congress, right? People would call that out, right? Wouldn't people call out an active theater? They wouldn't allow theater to continue to occur, would they? Wouldn't the skeptical who, what, where, when, why, and how mockingbirds, wouldn't they get in there and be really skeptical and report on this? And wait, what's the implications of this? Certainly they would, right? That would, well.
Live and local on AM 770 KTTH, your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Follow up on COVID, if I can, quickly.
Sure.
What do you say to Americans who disregard the new CDC guidance and get a booster shot anyway?
Well, I'm not sure how they get it, but
people who go to the stores right now and just have got it without any high risk situation or underneath that age limit. It happens around the country as we speak.
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see
you
that.
Don't think, actually, let's stop there, because you don't. Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. At least there were questions. In fact, Chris Wallace did a fine job asking Joe Biden, because he doesn't sit and answer questions because he, you know, can't, unless they're coming from George Stephanopoulos with lots of helping, looks in his eyes. Look behind me. They're holding the cue card. Look behind me, Joe. Behind me, not at me. The question is, why is it okay for Rochelle Walensky to say, forget the stinking FDA. Forget their stinking guidance. We're going to push out the third shot of two that didn't work. Because the third time, it will work even less great than all the great before. Case in point to this stuff, all this stuff. And later tomorrow, I'm reading this paper. It's so dense. It is such a dense paper. But Alex Berenson shared over the weekend a document at this point no one has said is not real. It's from EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak's firm, and it shows a almost $15 million proposal to the United States military through the DARPA program to, guess what? Study SARS-CoV viruses, including what turned out to be CoV-2, apparently, in China with the Wuhan lab, including working with Bat Lady. Ralph Baric is a part of this. All the names are named. The research is described as, we want to make sure that bats are immune. We want to lift the immune systems of bats so that they don't get these diseases and then pass them on to people. Because gosh knows, a lot of people get bit by bats. I don't know anyone who's not been bitten by a bat. The work they describe, if I understand this correctly, was work to free the spike protein and, you know, monkey with it. That's what the mRNA injections cause your body to make, spike proteins. If I understand this very dense scientific paper correctly, they intended to isolate the spike proteins in the bats and enhance them to study what would they look like enhanced? Well, apparently we know now. Alex shares this paper with his vast audience of people. I haven't seen it on the news. Right? Wouldn't that qualify as big news? But no, it's not. Then there's this. You know what's going on in Australia in terms of the thuggery and beating people in the streets, and there's no such thing as free speech. 70% of Australians, this is also from Berenson, 70% of Australians continue to think that it's okay to give up some freedoms if it means more safety. They actually want more beatings. Rough and ready Australia wants more beatings. This is how you traumatize a society into becoming a non-society. But get this. They're the ones most fervently pushing the mRNA injections. Funny thing happened on the way to freedom and back to the new normal. Cases exploded after the forced injections. They went from 10, they even had donut days. They would celebrate their donut days. Zero cases, meaning zero tests that day that found a case. Berenson points to an increase to 2,000 cases a day during the most militant lockdown in the world. Cases went from 10 a day in June to 40 in July to almost 2,000 by mid-September. This after they started forcing people to get injected with the mRNA injections. Tied together that Barrick and Daszak apparently, according to these documents, pitched the government on, hey, let us make those spike proteins more virulent so we can figure out how to make them safer. Those are two big stories back to back. You would think those would be big stories. You would think Australia in and of itself would be a big story, but it's not. This was and is. This is Rashida Tlaib. She is deeply, deeply against Jews defending themselves from being incinerated by bombs.
I rise in opposition to this supplemental. I will not support an effort to enable and support war crimes, human rights abuses, and violence. We cannot be talking only about Israelis' need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system and are dying from what Human Rights Watch has said are war crimes.
Yeah, so let's talk just a bit about that. We can have the whole discussion and all entertain it any day. Should the United States be paying Israel's military bills? Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. That's a conversation you can have and an interesting one. I'd be glad to engage in that discussion. It's a fun thought exercise. It's also important and meaningful. They are our sole ally in the Middle East in any real sense of the word. They are tied to us in many ways. So I can make the argument for, I can make it against. Why us? Why can't they do it on their own? Maybe we don't want them to be able to do that. Maybe we want a sense of dependency. Here's what you can't argue. People who are called Palestinians, an invented phrase, like the phrase transgender was invented, like the phrase BIPOC was invented, like the phrase black adjacent was invented, is a phrase intended to split people apart. To invent now a race of people, the Palestinians, to invent that. And say they need a home. They need a home country. And some of the Middle Eastern countries get to play off of these guys. What you can't make the argument is this. Palestinian people are not at greater risk in Israel. They're ruled by Hamas in the Palestinian territories. The war crimes are the dropping of gay Palestinians off rooftops onto their heads, which that'll flat hurt some people. But it was the act of theater. And you know it's theater. I'll prove it. When AOC was weeping, they can't defend themselves from rocket attacks. Remember her posed picture outside a parking lot where she was pretending there were caged children behind her? That's posing. That's acting. There were no kids. It was in the park. It's a parking lot. And it's empty. There's no car nearby. And I'm wearing an expensive white dress. So she's crying in Congress because Jews get to defend themselves. But what was she wearing on her face? The face diaper she didn't wear at the Met Gala. The face diaper she reminded a crowd of people to put on. They were getting ready to get their pictures taken of the powerful women in Congress. And, hey, you guys, oh, we forgot our face masks. Put your face mask on because we're actors and, well, in this case, actresses. We play the role of people who wear face masks. Everybody, props, prop department. If that doesn't call the mockingbirds together to go, you guys, come on now. You don't think these woke masks work. You don't wear them in private. If that doesn't end this charade. Anyone get the reference? I can't say the word the way Picard said it. I can say, dang it, Q, end this charade. It's a cool way to say that. Let's talk more about theater over the weekend. And let's talk about, again, the Seattle area as emblem for the great success of the party. So the Arizona audit and the aftermath of the audit. I am still myself going through and watching and reading and trying to figure out what I can honestly say to you. Here's what I can honestly say at this point. Our nation's elections are an utter, unbelievable, unmitigated mess and disaster in the making. That's a fact. And a lot of this is from virtue signaling of we need to make it so easy to vote that people don't need to get out of the easy chair or drop the donut to vote. They just can, they can burp their vote. CNN can say, okay, time to vote. Two burps for Joe Biden. He won! Actually, no, I just said bad stomach. He won! They want it to be this easy because they want to take any thinking away from it. So this audit, Maricopa County has been responding to this on Twitter, and I'm still digging into it. They say they found 25 to 30% duplicated ballots received between November 4th and 9th. Let's stop right there. No ballots should come in after the election. No, let's say it again. No ballots should come in after the election. If your ballot came in after the election, you don't get to vote. Your vote will not be counted. You have 2 years to prepare. If you want free, you want taxpayer provided postage, fine. I don't want mail-in voting. You know what I want? Election day. Make it a national holiday. You know what else? You want to pay Ubers to drive people to the voting stations? Fine. You want to make bus rides even more free or even more subsidized that day? Fine. I want a day where people put some effort into voting. Here's why. Because I want the calculus in people's minds to be this. Oh, man. It's voting day tomorrow. But they're doing a remake of Celebrity Apprentice starring Kid Rock. My DVR has been acting up, so, man, I don't know. Do I go to the election? Because Kid Rock is, he's so cool. Kid Rock's pretty cool, honestly. He's foul-mouthed and such. But he's got his head on right in relation to the country for the most part. I want that calculus. The other thing they found, well, let me finish that off. I want that calculus. I want people to have to argue internally whether it's worth it to go vote, because the people who come away with, man, I don't know, it is that, now it's McDonald's has that chicken sandwich because now they're going at Chick-fil-A and Wendy's, and McDonald's says theirs is better because the chicken was made by Bill Gates in his special lab. So it's not even real chicken, but you can get used to the taste. And why not start before he forces you to eat it? I want the McGates. And I can only get the McGates on election day. That's it. I'm not voting. I need the McGates because, man, am I jonesing. You know, they put an extra piece of bread in that sucker. Yeah, no, it is. It's three breads. It's like a Big Mac, but it's a big bill. So I don't have time to vote. I'm getting me a big bill fake chicken sandwich. I want that calculus in people's minds. I don't know. That's a long line. It is. We went to Virginia when we lived in Virginia. We went to vote at the school and we got there and I'm not used to the lines. I've never voted in an urban corridor like that. Always, you know, been a suburban liver. We were in an urban corridor. What were we? Just outside of courthouse. I forget the name of there. It doesn't matter. But it was hoity-toity area, and there's a whole bunch of people lined up. I got that. Wow, this is going to be a long night. They had skates, you know, skating inside for the kids so that once you voted, you could put on the roller skates and skate around. So that was sort of fun. And it was a community thing. I met neighbors. There were people in our building. Yeah, we stood in line for a good hour. I remember telling my daughter, Dad, you won't stand in line for restaurants. Dad, you never, I have a rule. I will never stand in line for a restaurant. True story. I show up to a restaurant. There's a line. I'm not going in. And if I have a reservation, which and I no longer go to restaurants that take reservations, I'm a changed man. And my daughter's smart. She goes, Dad, you won't stand in line for restaurants. Why here? Because this is voting. So they found these ballots coming in afterwards. There's right there. That's ripe for fraud. Why? Because bad actors know how many votes they need. That's how they stole the election from Dino Rossi in Washington State. Even Dino, God bless him, is willing to say, yes, it was stolen, and everybody knows it was. That's how they did it. Again, I haven't read enough about Arizona to say that happened. I just know that the environment is ripe for fraud. Then there's the, we erased the database? Oh, dang it. Oh, man. Oh, shoot, that had all the voting data in it. Ah, wow. Is my face red? We erased it. Oh, it was the day before the audit. It was the day before the audit that they accidentally erased, wiped a bunch of data. Like, you know, like with a cloth. Our election systems are a mess. They are unnecessarily complicated. And complication hides the opportunity for fraud. In flooding the system hides opportunity for fraud. The California election, we'll talk with Brian Suits about this. The California recall election helpfully let people know how you voted. All they had to do was shake your envelope. Oh, this is a recall. But it's a secret vote unless you shake the envelope. And then, oh, I see, this is a recall. This is not election security. Coming up Wednesday, Glenn Morgan will join us on this program. He is doing a series of election integrity meetings around the state of Washington. He's got one coming up in eastern Washington, although they've moved it to Idaho. So Jay Inslee can't come along and say, oh, because of the COVID flu, we're shutting it down. The theater around this and around the mockingbirds coming and saying, experts say it was the safest, most secure election in history, that also drew my attention. They do? Wait a minute, the election just happened. It's the 5th of November and you've announced this is the safest, most secure election in history. Number one, we don't track those things. Number two, what's second place? Number three, you can't determine that on this day. Number four, says who? Number five. This is what has drawn my attention into being what I would call full woke. Wow, you guys are really wedded to shoving propaganda phrases like that down our throats until we all believe them. And God bless this country because it's worked in Australia. Better safe than sorry, mate. I mean, sorry about you getting beaten by the military and such, but teeth can be replaced. After all, this flu kills up to, 0.3% of elderly people. Not that elderly lives don't matter. 8 o'clock today, I will prove with a filing that has been public now today for, it will be public at 8 o'clock. I will share with you what I consider to be proof that the party in Washington State, when Jay Inslee says to people as he's talking about, you know, trying to sell the mRNA injections,
just talk to your doctor. People need to stop listening to the Todd Herman show and, and they need to listen to their doctor. And you know, your doctor is going to tell you it's safe to get these incredible miracles from my good friends at Pfizer and Bill Gates.
What happens when your doctor says, hey, actually, no, those shots will probably kill you? What does the state of Washington say then to a 29-year veteran of law enforcement now working in the fire services? What do they say? You think they say,
all right, well, I don't want you to die just to get an injection.
You might be surprised. 8 o'clock today. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Just doing a dude nod. Get mad at me because I'm dude nodding. MSNBC and Dateline are still doing the pretty white woman missing syndrome. There's a new syndrome. That's what it's called. I know this because this morning the propagandists, for the large part, at the Seattle Times said that's a syndrome. Drawing attention to the syndrome known as missing pretty white woman. There's no syndrome. Someone on the TV said, this is missing white woman syndrome. There's no syndrome. Now, factually speaking, I don't have data for this, but it is my colloquial observation that yes, when a young woman is pretty and white and goes missing, it is my observation that gets more news coverage than, for instance, the wave of missing Native American young women in Washington State in particular. I've interviewed a couple of families about this. Incidentally, that extends into the federal reservation system, and it is atrocious. The number of missing Native young women who go missing on reservations. There's a great, brilliant, unbelievably, I call it darkly beautiful movie called Wind River. Have you ever watched this? This is where I discovered Jeremy Renner as an actor. I didn't discover him. I'm not an agent, but I said, wow, dude can act. It is set on a reservation in Wyoming, and it goes through the missing Native American women's story, and it is brutal to watch. Darkly beautiful film, and it has bad guy white people and good guy white people and bad guy natives and good guy natives. So it doesn't play the virtuous victim game. So one thing about all the people who are saying that this is missing white woman syndrome,
there's usually some very ancient story, I think, that gets our guts going with a story like this. And it immediately, it's like a weather system that suddenly exists everywhere in the country. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's a whole question which we don't, it's not for us to get into, but we've talked a lot about it here on MSNBC, and that is, it's a lot of pretty white women, right?
Pretty white women missing.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. There's a commonality in the people who've created the pretty white women are missing thing and that draw attention to it. They have television shows. They have television networks. Como News, or maybe it was Como. I hope I didn't incorrectly say it was Seattle Times. They'll get around to saying pretty white women syndrome. Como News said it. That the funny thing about them is they all have television networks. Or television stations, they could report on missing black people, black women, Native women. They could do that whenever they want to, but they don't. It's not this isn't miasma. It's not in the air. They make programming decisions. And that statement from the woman, the host, that, yeah, it just draws this attention. It reminded me of Mayor Snowshovel.
This city is under a lot of duress right now. Seattle's a hard place to live.
She was mayor when she said that. Someone should do something. Here's the game as I see it. We had this shooting at a Kroger. It was horrific. All mass shootings taking of human lives and murder are horrific. We had this.
Good afternoon. We're coming on the air with breaking news about a shooting at a Memphis area grocery store. It happened at a Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee. Here's what we know right now. According to police, 13 people were shot. One person has been killed. The shooter is also dead. Police say it appears to be self-inflicted. Just moments ago, authorities briefed the press with this update.
Okay, this is the press's favorite way of reporting murders where the murderer used a gun. Black swan moments. Unexpected, out of the blue, you're shopping for groceries, a guy starts shooting people. Why? From a media perspective, it's because it draws attention because people are fooled into thinking, that can happen to me. That could happen to my kids because of the way the media treats it as if this happens all the time. When in fact, the Washington Post reports you are more likely to be hit by lightning, pardon me, killed by being hit by lightning than being killed in a school shooting. But people have been conned into this like cases, cases, cases. Experts say an army of white supremacists is prepared to pounce on the nation's capital after COVID restrictions are lifted. It is more media hyper focus on something that is tragic, and yet it is not of the proportion they pretend it is. So it draws clicks, it draws views, but it does something else. It scares the devil out of some parents. Wow, there's another mass shooting. It's going to happen to us. Meanwhile, that's, you know what that is? That's murdered white grocery shopper syndrome. Murdered white grocery shopper syndrome. Meanwhile, this stuff here happens every day in Chicago. And thankfully, Vice News, back before they became, you know, complete cheerleaders for terrorism, Vice News sent reporters to Chicago to spend, it's a, like a 12-minute piece. It is, it's not, I called Wind River the movie, Darkly Beautiful. This is just dark. And it's just horrific for these families. Just imagine this happening every single day in your life. This is a woman weeping, having to be pulled away from the casket of her little boy. One day he's alive, one day he's not. Was he ganged up? I don't know. Was he like the kid sitting next to her dad in the McDonald's drive-thru? The little girl who was murdered, she wasn't ganged up. This happens every day. There's funerals like this in Chicago. Every weekend, there's a Kroger shooting. So the same media that's saying, well, it's missing white women syndrome. What is it in Chicago? What? That doesn't draw views? You bet it does. That doesn't sell gun control? You bet it does. To some people who don't understand the dynamics of law and use of force. Why then don't you pull the same violence porn in these cities as you do with Kroger? Because it can lead to questions like, what has gone wrong in black communities? It can lead to questions like, who's in charge of black communities again? Who runs things there? How else could it be explained? But do rest assured this. The same people who have forced an mRNA injection into people's arms and are blackmailing them to get it, even people who face death, according to their doctors, if they take these injections, they're gonna put an end to this gang violence.
Every day we turn on the news and there are more young people dying. I swore to the president and to this country that I would protect your health. This is clearly one of those moments, one of those issues that is harming America's health.
Yeah, except murder is not a public health issue. And my guns are not the disease. But you watch. Watch and see as the Overton window spreads wide. The public health crisis of so-called gun violence could lead to emergency powers. But don't you know, they'd never abuse those. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. There it is, the crescendo moment. We call that in radio hitting the hook. Is that right?
The post.
Pardon me. The post. My goodness, forgot my radioese. How did that happen to me? Coming up at 8 o'clock. The rhetoric has been,
look, people need to stop taking advice from right-wing radio hosts who are 54 years old and like to talk about CrossFit. And they're just do personal notes. And it's just bioreactors. And you need to just talk to your doctor about these perfectly safe. These vaccines have been tested for 27 years. Talk to your doctor and listen to their advice.
Gentleman who is a longtime Washington State employee, including with the Washington State Patrol, now works as a fire marshal, went and talked to his doctor. And his doctor said, no, don't take these injections because they might kill you because you had anaphylactic shock in my office. Remember that? Remember when you had an anaphylactic shock episode in my office? Do not take these. This is a risk of your life. What happened when he took that to Washington State Patrol leadership? What do you think they said? Get into that next hour. Let's get right now into
just a few more things.
You ever had that deja vu feeling where, wait, something, I've been here before. It's maybe in that show where I played that guy who went back in history to correct the past, Quantum Leap. Maybe it's like that. Well, that's sort of the theme today. Just a few more things is a quick arrangement of news like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby adding some order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the party.
Thing one.
This reminded me of something, this here excuse for the southern border.
So when we see these numbers, we can say that the Haitians are being singled out for discriminatory treatment by the U.S. government.
What? That reminds me of the math of Nancy Pelosi saying, every day in America, 330 million people lose their jobs. No, the Haitians aren't being targeted. They came as a group to one point and gathered, and about 90% of them were let in. So I guess my feeling of deja vu is kind of justified. Next up in just a few more things, we'll go back to the circle back.
Thing two.
Jen Psaki has a solution for our southern border. This is brilliant.
I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
That's an excellent idea. It reminds me of when Nancy Pelosi forced the House to have these coffee cups and soup bowls that were made from cornstarch. We used to have this fun game. We'd go to the House and buy food there, subsidize meals, because, you know, why go to a restaurant when you can go get restaurant quality food for 30% the cost? So we'd go and eat there and laugh at the congressmen and women. And we'd have this game of how long does your cup of coffee last before the coffee eats through the cornmeal? About 15 minutes. Soup was worse because it was hotter and thicker and had more salt in it. Go about 7 minutes. That was their solution. Remember the solution to people are their toilets are too active? Hey, let's make low flow toilets. So now people flush them 17 times. Always the people who don't have any clue what's going on. So what are they going to use now on the border? Drones. Sure, use drones. Barack Obama, turns out I'm pretty good at killing people with drones, even American citizens. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing three.
Yemichi Alcindor, who became a star because she yelled at President Trump, and she is a member of the BIPOC community.
The first is the president has often used his bully pulpit during the most important times in his administration. Why is he not using that bully pulpit to speak out forcefully himself on the treatment of patients?
The president's, we're told to call Joe Biden the frail, forgetful figurehead, has used the bully pulpit. Oh, listen, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. Bully pulpit. Yeah, certainly Biden's not bullying anybody.
Look, I mean, if you don't want the, if you don't want to get the vaccine, then you don't need to eat. And I'm not talking about a diet. Look at my living son Hunter. You want to see a diet? He found some stuff online that, I mean, he's down to 114 pounds. He looks great. People, it comes in a pipe form.
Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing four.
This really got me. Just really got me with that sense of deja vu.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of
our... That reminds me. It did. It reminded me. I'm going mentally back in the Wayback Machine.
Thing five.
To this brilliant moment. And you know what? Credit where credit's due. Wolf Blitzer even called this out.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Well, I'll check and see if Guam's okay. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.